spreading the blues all over the world. From the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas, on historic Route 66, Legends 98.9 and Route 66 Media present Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Now standing by to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
How do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? And oh, have we got a bucket of blues to throw on you for this session of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Uncle Buck here, and our featured artist is none other than Larry McCrae. Joe Bonamassa just produced an album with Larry McCrae, and oh, has it got some good tracks on it. And we're going to have some of them for you right here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Also getting spins here in segment one. Really got some great blues duos. How about Edgar Winter teamed up with Bobby Rush, Buddy Guy and Eric Clapton do a duo? And how about this one? John Lee Hooker and Van Morrison. Plus, Beth Hart's gonna do a cut from her tribute to the Led Zeppelin album. It's all coming up on segment one right here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. And speaking of blues duos, let's kick it off with one. From the Brother Johnny album, Edgar Winter and Bobby Rush, and I Got My Mojo Working.
Got my mojo working, but it just don't work on you.
Got my mojo working.
Got my mojo working. It just don't die. Oh, it don't hide. It sure don't work on you.
Larry McCrae, our featured artist, born in Magnolia, Arkansas. He was the second youngest of nine siblings. Family moved to Saginaw, Michigan in 1972. Larry learned to play the guitar from his sister Clara. Growing up in Saginaw, Michigan, he found himself on the assembly line at the General Motors plant, got to playing in clubs, and his blues career took off from there. Larry cut several albums. Now at 61 years of age, he's come out with his first new album in 15 years. Got to hanging around the house all the time due to the pandemic, or I refer to it as the plague, and wrote some great songs. Joe Bonamassa called him and said, "Hey, why don't we do an album?" Joe Bo produced the album, and oh, what an album it is. It's called Blues Without You. You talk about somebody that has been exposed to the blues. Larry McCrae picks the blues, sings the blues, and writes the blues. He's been through cancer. He's been through a divorce. Raised a 16-year-old son all on his own after his ex-wife ended up in prison. Quite a story and quite a blues man. Larry McCrae. So let's put an ear on one of the great Larry McCrae songs from his new album, Blues Without You. Here's a great cut. I really like this one. It's called Breaking News.
The price of bread keeps rising. Groceries can't be found. The only cities that are growing are the California shanty towns.
Breaking news in the morning. Breaking
people swallowed up by fear. We got to all pull together, because we're falling all apart. It's gonna be a long, hard journey, and the first step is where we start.
Larry McRae, our featured artist, he's gonna be back in segment two. Song he wrote about growing up in Arkansas. You know, there's some really great albums out. Beth Hart's got a new album out. It's a tribute to Led Zeppelin. It's gonna be our first song in a double dose of the blues, backed up by one of the blues duos I was talking about, Buddy Guy and Eric Clapton. They're going to be doing Crawlin' Kingsnake. But here's Beth Hart, a lady that really sings the blues, a Led Zeppelin tune called Cashmere.
Dream. I am a traveler of hope. lost inside a dream. Heat the pan and lend me to that blaze. Yellow gas is stream.
Crawling king snake in a roost, my den. Well, I'm a crawling king snake. Well, in a roost, my den. I don't want you hanging around my maid, baby. You know I'm just trying to keep her in. Well, you know you caught me crawling, baby. I'll crawl up on your floor. I'm gonna keep on crawling, baby, until I'm ain't crawling cage snake in our roost, my den. I don't want you hanging around my house, baby, no. I'm just trying to keep her in. Be back so long. When I get back, babe, I don't wanna let you go wrong. 'Cause I'm a crawling cane snake in a roost, my den. I don't want you hanging around my house, baby. I'm just trying to keep in.
Buddy Guy.
Our then and now song this week is Lean On Me, recorded back in 1972 by Bill Withers. I'm going to pass on an Uncle Buck thought to you. Lean On Me was a big pop and R&B hit back in 1972. Bill Withers put that record out today, it would knock the top off of the blues charts, in my opinion. Bill Withers was quite a talent, passed away in April of 2020 at the age of 81. So to take care of the then portion of our then and now feature, Bill Withers and Lean On Me.
Just call on. to lean on. You just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. If there is a load you have to bear that you can't carry, I'm right up the road. I'll share your load if you just call.
Taking care of the then portion of then and now. Coming up in segment two, Cap Moe's gonna take care of the now track. Not to brag, but I have really found some great blues duos this week. We're gonna put the needle down in the groove on a double dose of the blues. Blues duos, that is. Two of them back to back. Kicking it off's gonna be John Lee Hooker and Van Morrison teamed up. Oh, and there's a great cut that's gonna follow John Lee and Van. Quite a guitar picker. Oh, man, wait till you hear this guy. Julian Taylor teamed up on a blues duo with Tia Carroll. Their song is I Wanna Fly. But here's John Lee Hooker, Van Morrison, Never Gonna Get Out of These Blues Alive.
I never get out of these blues alive. I never get out of these blues alive. All of my life I've been doomed with the blues. I'm drinking black coffee, smoking cigarettes. I'm drinking black coffee and smoking cigarettes all night. I know I never come out of these blues alive. Tell them about it now, man.
Never come out of these blues alive.
All you want.
If I live to be 100,
but Van Morrison,
I don't think I ever will. Exactly why I can't understand just exactly why. Mm-hmm.
same thing every day.
Jumping over my bed, jumping
over my bed.
I can't sleep. What do you?
Can't sleep.
Laying down. Oh no.
In a room.
Whoa. I got the blue.
Can't sleep.
No. What the blues?
Never.
Oh. Come out the blues.
Get out of me.
Blues alive. No.
Hey y'all, this is J.D. Simo coming at you, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
Thank you.
Down in that big old bucket of blues I brought with me today. I'm not gonna say it's half empty. Hey, it's still half full. Coming up in segment two, Ronnie Earl's gonna kick things off. Another great blues duo with John Mayall and Carolyn Wonderland. Gemini Dragon's gonna be on board. Cap Moe, of course, is gonna do the now version of Lean On Me. Great song, Burning Up the Charts by King George. No, I'm not talking about George Strait. Bluesman King George. Also, Susan Tedeschi's gonna be on board in segment two. You stick around, there's a lot more blues to come here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
This is Kara Black with the Cadillac Blues Assembly, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues at UncleBUC.com. Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Thank you. We love you. God bless you. This is a song off our new album called Still Soul Searching. Thank you.
And what a way to slip into segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues for this session. Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters. Their song was Soul Searching. Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters, if my math is correct, have been together about 34 years. Ronnie Earl is a four-time Blues Music Award winner as Guitar Player of the Year. Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters. Quite a great tune that was. Soul Searching. And back for a second installment of this session of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, our featured artist, Larry McCrae. I mentioned up in segment one, Larry had a couple of albums out, Ambition back in 1990, Delta Hurricane in 1993. Been busy touring just about nonstop since that time. Playing and touring with Buddy Guy, Jimmy Vaughn, B.B. King. Staying busy out on the road, Larry is quoted as saying the pandemic about saved his life. Gave him time to rest his body and write some songs. And oh, some songs did he write. Trying to figure out what to do with them, and he got a call from Joe Bonamassa. Jobo says, hey Larry, why don't we do an album together? Joe Bonamassa is quoted as saying that Larry McCrae is a legend and the best of the great blues shouters. And now is the time for the rest of the world to rediscover him. Larry was born in Arkansas, spent most of his youth there before moving with the family to Michigan. Grew up on a farm back in the 60s. As Larry says, feeding hogs and baling straws. Here in Texas, we call that. It's time for me to STFU and bring on our featured artist from the album Blues Without You, Arkansas.
walking song. Back down south where I belong. I find a place to call my own. Down by the best friend that I know. They'll welcome me with open arms. 'Cause I was born in Arkansas. Take me back to Arkansas.
Featured artist here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. His song was Arkansas. Listening to the beginning of that song, I think for sure that Larry McRae was exposed to Bo Diddley at one time or another. Great beginning, great song. Arkansas, Larry McRae. Let's go back to back and belly to belly and put two great blues songs back to back. Mentioned we had some great blues duos kicking off this back to back and belly to belly duo. John Mayall and Carolyn Wonderland. Gonna be followed up by Gemini Dragon, and her song is Fight Fire with Fire. But here's John Mayall, little Texas girl, Carolyn Wonderland, and the sun is shining down.
Thank you. but I've always time for you. I think of all the good things, you know the best to do, and I'm so glad I'm in this magic place I found. Yeah, the sun is shining down, got my special friends around.
Hey, this is Pat from GA20, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBuck.com.
Yeah.
Want to give a shout out at this time to some of our blues buddies that got in touch with us. People's Republic of the Blues. Hey, a couple of guys from the Kentucky Headhunters got in touch with us. Greg Martin, Richard Young. Those guys are back on the road. Alan Winkler with Al Music up in Chicago gave us a nod. Over in Oklahoma, we heard from Big Train and the Locomotives. The Blues Bullet Trio got in touch. And over in England, Derek DJ OK Bland. Derek does a great thing over there in England, has vinyl parties. Everybody brings their vinyl, puts them on, tells a little about them. Heard from a songwriter and bass picker by the name of John Ponder also this week. And one of our blues buddies up in Grapevine, Michigan, Matthew Ferridge, got in touch. Always like hearing from you, getting your comment. Up in segment one, our then and now song was Lean On Me, done by Bill Withers, the original version. And now for the now portion of then and now, here's Keb Moe, taking care of the now track of Lean On Me. we've reached that point in this session of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues where we're impelled to say we've got time for two more before we go. And what a two more it is. Kicking it off is going to be King George, followed by great lady blues singer Susan Tedeschi. Her song is You Got the Silver. Kicking off this two-mo before we go, King George Clemens. His real name, born in Virginia, tried the music business in New York City as a youth, or as they said in My Cousin Vinny, as a ute, almost got in trouble in the street life of New York, decided to go to Sweden for a couple of months. 40 years later, King George still in Sweden, but he's got a big hit record blowing the top off of all the blues charts. It's called Keep On Rollin'.
One woman gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down. One woman just to lift me up.
Oh yeah.
And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give a fuck. So if you wanna leave, baby, go ahead and leave. Yeah. There's one thing that I found out. A thing to have one woman gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down. One woman just to lift me up. And I got at least have one woman on the side that really don't give a fuck. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. This train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, just think our life gon' keep on going, oh yeah. This train gon' keep on rolling, oh yeah. Just think our life gon' keep on going, oh yeah. So baby, you can leave, yeah. But I'll never be alone. Soon as you walk right out the door, I call Kim up on the phone. Me and Kim, we don't fuss and fight. With Kim, I ain't never wrong. Or I might just go call Keisha, go get my party on. See, I know if I ever get hungry and I want me something good to eat, I can pick up my phone and call TT. She'll fix something nice and sweet. If you wanna leave, go ahead and leave, baby. But one thing that I found out, I can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down. One woman just to lift me up. And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give a fuck. So if you wanna leave, baby, go ahead and leave, yeah. There's one thing that I found out. I can't have one woman, gotta have three. One woman just to hold me down. One woman just to lift me up. And I gotta at least have one woman on the side that really don't give a fuck. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. If you wanna go, baby, go ahead and walk out the door. But one thing that you gotta remember is one monkey don't stop no show. This train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, just think our life gon' keep on going. Oh yeah, this train gon' keep on rolling. Oh yeah, just think our life gon' keep on going, oh yeah.
Rachel Field with Rick Field's Blues Therapy Group, and you're listening to
Uncle Buck plays the blues, yeah, on UncleBuck.com.
Hey, babe, what's in your eyes? I saw the flashing like airplane lights. You fill my cup, babe, and that's for sure that I must come back for a little more. You got my heart, you got my soul. You got the silver, you got the gold. You got the diamonds from the mine. Well, that's alright. It'll buy some time. At your kitchen door. Hey, baby, what's in your eyes? Is that the diamonds from the mine? Was that laughing in your smile? Oh, I don't care. No, I don't care. Oh,
that puts a wrap on this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, clicking in, however you got here. We appreciate it. Also, give you a big smile if you'd give us a follow, if you haven't, on our Instagram account of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. And give us a like, of course, on our Facebook account. So until next week, Uncle Buck here saying, I hope all your blues will be on a turntable going round and round.
The lid is on another bucket of great blues, but you can join us each weekend at 8 p.m. Saturday with an encore performance at noon on Sunday here on Legends Radio Network for Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.